What is true love? It's a question we ask ourselves far too often. But in the secret parts of our heart, we believe that if we had true love, we could do anything. We could have anything. We could change. We could grow. If only we had love. We think that if we had true love, it would be a window into this wonderful new world where everything is magic, where we could overcome all of our doubts and our fears and live the life of our dreams. That's what we believe true love is. My name is Kimberly Hart, and I'm the author of Get Love, How to Transform Your Love Life. And one of the things I know absolutely for sure, if you want love to lift your self-doubt, to make you feel lovable, to make you feel like you matter, if you want love so that you can feel good enough and that you know you deserve, if you ask love to bear those burdens, you will not find true love. What you will find is other people who mirror back to you the very thing that you were hoping that they would eliminate in you. It's how life works. If we are seeking true love, we must first seek love within ourselves. Oh, we've heard that all the time. We must love ourselves before we can love another. But you see, secretly, we don't really believe that. We really think that some magical person is going to come along and lift all of our woes. The reason why we believe that is all too often in the beginning of a relationship with all of the pheromones and all of the hormones exploding in our bodies, it feels for that short period of time as if we are in euphoria, where everything is possible, where love is the ticket to all of our dreams. And that short period of biochemically induced euphoria, that euphoria misleads us. For some, we believe that we should feel that way in the long term in our relationships. And when that euphoria, when indeed the biochemistry of that beginning begins to wear down, we think that there's something wrong with the relationship. We think that there's something wrong with ourselves or the other person. And so we begin to blame, or we ask for guarantees, or we get righteous, or we avoid the question altogether. Why aren't I feeling 2-3 months into the relationship like I felt in the beginning? Ah, it must not be true love. So some people, indeed, love the beginning of relationships so much that that's what they create. They are in and out of relationships all the time. For others, as we seek true love and try to figure out what that means for us, what we do is we package ourselves or make a list of everything the other person must bring to the relationship so that we feel filled, so we feel fulfilled, so that we feel as if we are whole. They bring, we hope, our esteem, our respect, our confidence. Because if this person who fulfills our list loves us, wants to be with us, then of course we're going to be more confident, because if someone that great is with us, then indeed we have the right to be more confident. We have the right to feel better about ourselves. We deserve. Here's the secret. Listen closely. True love is whatever you believe it to be. That is not hyperbole. If you believe that true love is a list, and you create that list, and you focus on that list, and you ask for someone who can fulfill that list, then true love will become that list. That's what you have programmed into your subconscious mind. That's what you believe. Those words program into your subconscious mind are important words. This is how it works. Your belief creates your reality, all of it. And your beliefs are stored in your subconscious mind. In Get Love, How to Transform Your Life, the whole second half of the book walks you through a permanent change process, only 4 steps, that helps you communicate with your subconscious mind in such a way that you consciously order it to do what it is you want it to do. So let's now go back to the list you've made of what is the perfect man or what is the perfect woman, and you want them to fulfill let's say you're thinking you're being reasonable, 3/4 of that list, and then you will have true love. So you plan the list, you focus on the list, you have feelings around the list, you spend time with the list, reinforcing until your subconscious mind begins to get that you are trying to communicate with it and give it new orders, rather than the orders from your childhood, which is love hurts, love can't be trusted, men can't be trusted, women can't be trusted. Whatever those childhood beliefs which predicate your current experience are, the secret purpose of that list is so that those beliefs are no longer real, are no longer honored in your life. So you focus on that list, so you concentrate on that list, so you build immense feelings on that list. And the list you are making for the perfect man or the perfect woman is really about, if I have somebody who has all these qualities, then finally I won't be hurt. Then finally I won't be left. Then finally I won't settle for a relationship that is less than I have dreamed of. And so I'm going to focus on that list. And by focusing on that list, by dumping immense feelings into that list, by indeed re-communicating with your subconscious mind that this is what true love is, you set up a cycle that is guaranteed to hurt you. The reason why it is guaranteed to hurt you is that you are creating the list so that the other person fills you, gives you esteem or confidence, makes you feel lovable, makes you feel as if you are enough. Another person cannot do that. So if you, in an attempt to reprogram your subconscious mind, whether you recognize that or not, create this list, and as some books tell you, read the list every day and it will just appear. By reading the list every day, you are creating focus. By really wanting that, by really desiring it, by having intense feelings, you are communicating with your subconscious mind, because indeed your subconscious mind does not speak English. It won't read your list, but it will pay attention to your focus and your feelings. And on that list, you are hoping for the perfect man and the perfect woman, totally forgetting that you will not be able to hold the resonance of someone that holds those traits unless you have those traits as well. You've heard about the law of attraction, and you think you know what that means. Let me say it in another way. It's really a law of physics, and the law of physics works like this. When two vibrating forces come together, given enough time, they will vibrate in harmony. Let me give you an everyday example of what that means in English. You and a bunch of friends are sitting around a lunch table, and you're having a great time. Life is wonderful. You're enjoying sharing life with your friends. Everyone's in a good mood. And another friend who is late joins you, and they clearly are having a bad day. And the table drops its energy. Every one of you, in the misguided belief that if someone is having a bad day, you must be polite and lower your energy. So this person who has joined you has just lowered everyone's energy at the table. What they really needed you to do is to absolutely refuse to lower their energy, because just by sitting in your presence, because of the law of physics, when two vibrating forces come together, they will vibrate in harmony. They must raise up to your level. So now let's take that and put that in relationships. You've made this list. You are seeking true love. And on that list, you've decided that that's what the person who can bring you true love will look like. But you've forgotten, or perhaps didn't know, a very important point. The resonance of the person who made that list is you. So if the resonance you put on that list was someone who doesn't feel lovable or not enough, who thinks that men can't be trusted, that they will never commit, or women always make you feel as if you're not enough. If those are the resonance that you are trying to avoid, it is impossible you will put it on the list because you are you. So bred into that list, you have told your subconscious mind, oh, I want these qualities. And by the way, the subtext is that they too must feel not enough, that they too must feel unlovable, that they too must feel as if the other gender cannot be trusted. Whatever you believe, you can't circumvent it. It will be in everything you do. And here's another secret. Everyone about you, everyone who knows you, knows exactly what you feel about love because they watch you create it in your life again and again and again. There is no escaping what you have programmed in your subconscious mind. You will only have the quality and the quantity of love that you have programmed in your subconscious mind. And as I mentioned, most of us have programmed love into our subconscious mind before the age of 7. So what does this all have to do with answering the question, what is true love? True love is whatever you have programmed into your subconscious mind. It is your definition of true love and no one else's. So if you believe that love hurts, it always will. And that's your definition of true love. No matter how you would like to think it is different, no matter how many books you read, if you don't rewire your internal programming, if you don't communicate with your subconscious mind and change your beliefs, true love will always be love hurts. And you look around you and you see that other people have successful relationships, and what you think is, well, I'm every bit as smart. I'm every bit as good looking. I'm every bit as successful. I'm every bit as kind. And then you tell yourself the mores. I am more loving. I am more giving. And you go down that list. And then you ask yourself the question, what do they have that I don't? And the answer is a definition programmed into their subconscious mind about what love is. And there belief systems work for them. Yours does not. That's the good news. Why is it the good news? Because once you know what's wrong, you can fix it. If you keep thinking it's because you need to lose 10 pounds or you need to go to the gym and get more muscles or you need to have hair or you need to have too much hair, however it is that you are trying to repackage yourself, that's not it. If you don't know by now, let me spare you a lot of pain. Repackaging yourself never works. The only thing that changes your love life is your beliefs about love and your love for yourself. You must stand on the foundation of self-love. So I've said that several times, and the question is obvious. How do you love yourself, and how do you know if you don't? If you feel a lack of love in any arena, then you know you don't love yourself. Not the way you could, not the way you want to, not the way you need to have a foundation to attract your beloved. The beloved that will honor you. The beloved that will love you the way you want to be loved, because they are simply a reflection of you. So what is self-love? It is giving to yourself first, not someone else. And that might surprise you because we've been taught since we're little children, don't be selfish, give to other people. You have not a lot to give if you don't give to yourself first. If you don't separate yourself from the societal rules that you must give until it hurts. No, give to yourself, honor yourself, nurture yourself in a way that you feel good about life and yourself. How do you know whether that's working? By whether or not you wake up most days happy. You need to learn to respond to yourself in a way that honors you. What impulsive decisions do you make that don't work for you? What do you do on a daily basis that you know that you matter to yourself and the world? Responding to your life is the crux of self-responsibility. And responsibility is simply living a life that honors yourself. You respond to the world in a way that honors you. Self-love, the foundation of true love, is about respecting yourself. Self-respect is the ability to honor the depth of your emotions. The intensity of our emotions is a part of us that we've never been taught to appreciate. One of the things we have learned is that it's important to really recognize what our feelings are, to dig in, to stop blinding ourselves with avoidance and denial, to find out who we really are, and to honor that emotional nature. If you're shy, it's all right to be shy. If you're boisterous and are exuberant about the world, that's all right as well. What is your emotional nature, and will you honor it? Another component of loving yourself is really getting to know yourself. If you don't know yourself, you can't reveal yourself so that the other person can love you as well. Again, the foundation of true love is self-love. And if you will not reveal yourself to yourself, then who the other person loves is simply a mask, a persona, a shield that they can't get through, so you feel empty because you know they don't really know you. And so whoever they think they love isn't the true you. And that's incredibly painful. Another key component to self-love is humility. Humility is not about bowed heads and apologetic glances and groveling. No, humility is incredibly powerful because humility allows you to see every day as new. It's a willingness to allow every day to be new. It is not holding yourself to what was true about you yesterday or the day before or 5 days before that or 5 years before that. And another and the final component of self-love that we're going to talk about right now is your courage to commit to your own love, to your own growth, to your own ability to change, to focus 100% of your focus on you. If you will do that, you will demonstrate a level of self-caring that is unprecedented in your life, and you will now have the components of self-love, the giving to yourself, responding to yourself, respecting yourself by knowing and honoring your emotional nature, by knowing yourself, by taking time to find out what you really like, what you really think, what you really feel. Humility, allowing every day to be new. That means you're not locked in what was true. The future opens up and you are free. If you do that, you then have the courage to commit to moving forward, to learning how to change your beliefs. And that is a caring thing to do. So the foundation of self-love is well underway if you will, on a daily basis, if not practice these things, discuss them. Make them part of your reality. Make them part of who you want to be, and you will become that person. Can you become that person and still have belief systems that don't work for you? No, you cannot. But this begins to lie the foundation on how to change your life by changing your beliefs. So start here with this understanding that you cannot define true love from a vantage point where you are lacking in self-love, where you are separated from love. I believe that the root of all evil on the planet is a separation from love. You don't have to do that. Take these first steps, and then if you decide that it is worth your energy, worth your time, I invite you to learn to change your beliefs. We'll be walking through that system, how to change your belief, you and I, hand in hand, the four steps of changing your belief that is written in my book, Get Love, How to Transform Your Life. You most certainly can do it by reading the book and following the instructions, or you and I can partner up and we can do it together. Join me in the four steps of changing your love life forever. You've taken the first and key step, and that is to learn to love yourself. But now how do you reach inside and change your subconscious mind so that your belief systems are programmed in a way that you get the love that you've always wanted? You deserve to have a better life and a better love life than you've ever had before. Join me in the 4 steps of changing your love life forever. I hope to see you there. Simply press on the button below and register. Let's get you the love life you've always wanted. It begins with self-love. You now know what self-love is, and you know why true love is based in self-love. Now let's take the critical step of reprogramming your subconscious mind so it uses its immense strength to pull in the love you want. Won't you join me? Are you ready? Is it time for you to change your love life forever?